Well, we've now had more than a year to evaluate an election run on the theme of making America great again. And now it seems prudent to reflect on how much that promise has been fulfilled. After all, it obviously harkened back to an era, especially after the Second World War, when American self-confidence was at its height, when America, having crushed totalitarian regimes from militant Japan to Nazi Germany, emerged as the best hope for a more democratic globe. Guided by political and economic institutions, from the World Bank to the International Monetary Fund, that drew inspiration from America's vision of itself as a benign nation, working not only for its own best interests, but those of the world community. All the while, large numbers of American families were able to support themselves on incomes, often only from that of the father, derived from our place as the leading manufacturing country of the world. Our industries were that productive, and of course, much of the rest of the world had been devastated by a war that barely touched mainland America. Hell, in those years, as the war itself slowly wound down, the American president felt optimistic enough to propose a new Bill of Rights that included core issues like health care. Yes, indeed, there was plenty of nostalgia to mine back in 2016. And we are now well able to judge how much the new administration has accomplished. And frankly, the only conclusion an impartial observer can offer is that while Trump's campaign focused on making America great again, his administration has focused on the shrinking of America. Sure, a certain percentage of that was expected. While Trump himself may not be a Republican, he is surrounded by Republicans, albeit radical versions of them. And the Republicans have always been the party of small government. However, this administration's shrinking has gone far beyond even traditional Republican norms. Indeed, real Republicans have always embraced a relatively ambitious goal for America. Indeed, the last Republican president spent a good chunk of his time promoting democracy, human rights, and especially religious freedom from Afghanistan to Iraq and well beyond. While his Republican colleagues have long promoted global free trading pacts to facilitate economic growth, while this president has closed the door to America's self-identity as the cheerleader of free peoples and turned his back on multinational trading pacts that have a history of raising the global pie of prosperity, all the while dramatically defunding the State Department that has long been at the center of America's effort to create a more stable world. Indeed, this president has not only undermined democracy here at home with his effort to destroy the pillars of America's free press, but unbelievably praised the dictatorial leadership of China and Russia's especially assertive leaders, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin, all the while giving the Russians a pass after a digital attack on American democracy that was the cyber war equivalent of Pearl Harbor. Indeed, here at home, Trump and company seem obsessed not only with weakening American democracy with their efforts to reduce access to the polls, but literally to close the door on America's collective future on a macro level by refusing to lead America away from climate-busting fossil fuels to a tax bill that will make attending graduate school almost impossible for anyone except the super rich. A stupid proposal that will almost immediately deprive America of the educated professionals she will need to survive in the 21st century's knowledge-based economy. Indeed, if there is any obvious conclusion one can make about the Trump presidency, it is that the fellow does not understand he was elected to lead a country rather than a corporation. Indeed, with almost every move he makes, from backing off of America's international commitments to destructively rewriting tax codes, the fellow acts like a CEO building profits for the shareholders, in this case, America's financial elite, rather than leading a government in service of its citizens.